farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Jamaica Fire Brigade is reporting success from its island-wide community education program. Find out more on today's program at Leta, or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjuie James Soyes. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Are you a college or university student? Do you love sports and photography? If yes, then here's a special opportunity for you. Enter the Jamaica Information Service Heritage Photo Competition. Send us a high-resolution image under the theme, I Am a Champion. Photos will be judged on interpretation of the topic, originality, composition, technicality, and impact. Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, visit jis.gov.jm. Call 926-35904, extension 2137, or send an email to heritagephoto@jis.gov.jm.
The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, is reporting success in its Community Bushfire Management Education Program, launched in 2015 following a series of devastating fires that affected farms. Senior Deputy Superintendent at the JFB, Emilio Ebanks, says the fires, which occurred in Mavis Bank, St. Andrew and Nain, St. Elizabeth, resulted in millions of dollars in losses to farmers.
We want to prevent those kind of situations because these kind of situations affect the livelihoods of individuals.
Several communities in the affected areas participated in a 3-month pilot program sponsored by the British High Commission at a cost of £7,000. It included training of residents and the design and implementation of fire safety programs that would encourage maximum community participation.
One of the unique things about this particular training program is that the community members, having seen firsthand the devastation of the fire, all came on board. What we've seen is that community members are now integrally involved. So community members are going to each other, reminding each other as to what are the do's and don'ts, and making sure that they, in as much as is possible, reduce what it is that can actually lead to fires.
The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, has provided $1.8 million to extend the initiative across all parishes. Mr. Ebanks says the training is bearing fruit.
Since the time that training was done, we have not had one single fire in Mavis Bank.
Senior Deputy Superintendent at the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Emilio Ebanks. Fire destroyed more than 500 acres of farmland in the Mavis Bank community in 2015, resulting in losses of $300 million. Now for our Eat Jamaican Month feature. Banana is a nutritious and wholesome fruit that is readily available throughout the year. Bananas are soft and sweet with a creamy taste and give an instant boost of energy. The fruit is an excellent source of vitamin B6, vitamin C, potassium, and manganese. In addition to fiber, banana has 3 sugars: sucrose, fructose, and glucose. It also helps overcome or prevent many illnesses, making it a necessary part of our daily diet. Ripe banana can be combined with protein shakes and or used in fruit salads, smoothies, pancakes or bread, beverages, yogurt, ice cream, and baby food, while green bananas can be boiled as a staple or used to make porridge. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Enough to stone dog. Translation, enough to stone a dog. And this means an abundance of something.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, wishes to advise its valued customers that its office in Portmore will be closed on Saturday, November 5, 2016, to allow staff to attend the funeral for a colleague. The office will reopen for business on Monday, November 7, 2016. PICA thanks you for understanding and apologizes for any inconvenience caused.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Soyes with studio engineer Andre Soyes, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.